Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Monday morning, May 17th, 2010. You know, I published an article last week about relying on God's reliability. This short podcast is related to that information. And I've also done a couple of short posts on hope that you might want to read. Got some links down below. It's called Sunday Preview. But you know, in the days we're living now, you may have heard people say things like, things are getting better. And there's others who say we may be headed for even rougher times. Now, I know that choices made today affect circumstances tomorrow. And that's true nationally as well as in our own personal lives. And there's nothing wrong with being optimistic. But being optimistic is not the same as having hope. You know, when you're optimistic, you're being positive about the way that you'd really like for things to turn out. That's really what optimism is. But hope is a little different. Hope is having trust in God to provide all that you need regardless of what happens, regardless of the circumstances around us. And as you and I know, there are many things that are simply outside of our control. Now, I want to be optimistic that those making decisions for our country are going to make the right decisions. I like to be optimistic about that. But I choose to look to God and have hope that He can and will provide regardless of decisions that are made. Have you ever noticed that for some people, they think it's easier to believe and trust God when times are good? You know, in other words, when things in their life are going well, you know, they feel more comfortable and confident about God supplying. But what about in hard times? The tendency for lots of people in hard times is to get stressed out and overwhelmed with all the facts. You know, that's the temptation. And trust me, I know, I've been there. I had to watch my mind every single day when I got laid off. You know, matter of fact, if we get honest here, we need to watch our mind every single day regardless, right? But, you know, I realize the temptation. I've been there. And so when you hear information about the stock market, the housing market, the unemployment, inflation, recession, bailouts, far too many people let all of those facts outweigh or overshadow the promises of God's abundance. Those who worry about the economy have their focus and their mental attention on the facts. Now, I'm not saying you just put your head in the sand, you just act like nothing's going on. Everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. I'm not saying that. Yes, there are facts, and nothing wrong with knowing the facts. But it's what we do with our minds that is most important. I'll tell you something else. The facts may or may not be true. But the point is not whether the facts are true or not. You know, whether there will be or won't be another downturn. The real question is, where do you choose to put your focus? You cannot allow the facts to overshadow the promises of God. You know, when you read the scriptures, there are many promises of God's help, deliverance, supply, abundance. And I know I've said this many times, but when you read those, how many of those promises come with disclaimers? Not valid during any recession. Void and prohibited during an economic downturn. Not applicable if you've been laid off. You get the point? No disclaimers with the promises. The promises just set there. That is what God said. That is what God meant. And you know, in addition to the many, many promises that we can read in the Bible, we can also read records where in some of the most desperate or some of the most difficult times, God was able and willing to provide despite the circumstances. You ever thought about it? Scholars estimate 2.5 million people, children of Israel, lived for 40 years in the wilderness. Now, was that an ideal place to live? Not hardly. But you know what? God fed them, literally fed them for 40 years. The Bible says that their shoes and clothing didn't wear out for 40 years. Now, if you're 40 years old or older, how many pairs of shoes have you had? You know, even though it was not an ideal situation, you know, one could say maybe the least desirable place to be, God still provided for them. And how about during a famine when people were starving to death? God provided for a prophet, the widow and her son, who he stayed with. The food they had did not run out for over a year. Can you imagine having food in your house that wouldn't run out for over a year? Didn't spoil, nothing went wrong with it, it just didn't run out. And you know how much they started with? Enough food for one last meal for her and her son. That food lasted for over a year and fed both her and her son and the prophet. You know, that was not an ideal situation, was it? No. Those were desperate days, but God still provided. The days that you and I are living in may get worse. Now, whether they get better or get worse, our focus needs to be on what God has promised us. And it would be highly recommended for those who do not have a strong trust and belief in God as their supplier to get their minds into that position. Because think about it, if things do get worse, it would certainly be a lot easier to build that trust and confidence now rather than if the days got desperate, wouldn't you think? And you might want to just read the Bible sometime, because there are many other records where you can see that in situations that were just plain lousy, when people chose to trust and believe God, they were taken care of. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have a comment, go ahead and type it in down below. And don't forget, if you're a subscriber to this blog, that's great, because you don't have to bookmark the site. You don't have to check back and see if I posted something new, because you get personally notified every time something new is posted. And it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe. It's free, either email or RSS. And if you do decide to subscribe, as my way of saying thanks, I'll give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information below. Thanks for listening. Until next time, this is Mike Verdicchio. Have a great day.